Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Sunday, August 27th. 2023 Kingsman, The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It Could Happen to You Only Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half Nelson of Rambo, Part 2, The Roadhouse. Wait, Part 2 for The Roadhouse. Apologies. My guest today, see, that wasn't too bad. My guest today are Guy Bradham, Caitlin Cook, and Ashley Ray. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's meet each of you individually and alphabetically so you know when it's going to be your turn, but it's by first name. Ooh. Returning to the show, host of the TV I Say podcast, it's Ashley Ray.
Hi. I'm so glad Hello. To be back.
Happy to have you back. As we were discussing before the show started, I believe when you were on before, you won your episode.
Yeah, it did.
And then you went on to a return appearance that didn't go quite as well.
It didn't go my way. I'm making up for a lot here, but I'm excited to be back. I'm excited.
And now you're,
I'm hungry.
I wanted to ask, also though, are things, do you have extra time to watch movies right now because?
Oh yeah.
because of this damn strike?
Because of the strike, yeah, with nothing coming out, I'm like finally catching up on things that came out forever ago. It's pretty nice. Did you, Black Mirror? I'm just finding out about it. Good stuff.
Oh, wow. Good stuff. that's really good to just find out about, because, you know, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but each episode is different.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'm watching it and I'm like, I'm sorry, is this TV or real life? Am I watching a documentary or what's going on?
So your TV podcast, it's basically now you are just mostly talking about like things you just didn't get to before, like Black Mirror.
Yeah, you know, we're really celebrating a lot of reality TV right now, game shows, a lot of animated shows. But really, we're just taking the time to talk about the strike, how it's impacting writers. You know, it's a serious moment in the industry. So it feels good to really highlight the people who are trying to make the change happen.
Well, I appreciate that because this show is not going to be serious for anybody. but I do feel the same way that you do about it. And so I do bring it up every episode. I just don't I don't want to anybody to feel like I've got some sort of cross to bear. The producers are terrible and the writers and the actors are not. The end. Yes,
the end. That's what more do you need? Come on. One side is like the producers. They're the people who break your Netflix and make it cost more. And the other side, they're the people who make people funny and they make you laugh. It's pretty obvious here.
Can you imagine, like, Netflix has a guy like at a desk and there's just a button and he just presses it every once in a while and it just makes everybody's Netflix not work for a little while? We got to keep people hungry for this. We got to make them upset when they can't have it, you know?
When they can't have it all. They need that Love is Blind reunion. They need it bad.
Oh, so badly. I was just dying the other day at how mad somebody got about how Dune 2 got pushed back. And they got so mad and they put all their anger on the people that made Dune 2 and not the producers.
Yeah. And this was also like someone who like reviews movies and stuff. So you would think they like were they love people who make movies, but they were just like, no, I can't. No. This is the last straw, Dune 2. The straw that broke the camel's back.
More months for part two in a film series that threatens to be endless.
Yeah. And I haven't even watched the first Dune. So
I'm very, very proud of you because it was a cultural phenomenon that passed me by. I didn't get it. I watched it. Making her first appearance on the show and appearing. And by say appearing, I think she's the only person who appears in The Writing on the Stall at the Soho Playhouse, September 6th to 23rd. It's Caitlin Cook.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Was all of that accurate?
Yeah. My off-Broadway bathroom graffiti musical is premiering at Soho Playhouse.
And it's a one-person musical?
Yeah, it's a one-person musical. It's set in a dive bar bathroom. Basically, I've been photographing bathroom graffiti for like 10 years. And about 5 years ago, I started turning all of the things I've been finding and photographing in bathrooms into the lyrics of songs that are then like projected behind me as I sing them. So the whole show is like a look at bathroom graffiti, whether it's like men's versus women's stalls or like conversations with strangers, like people talking to each other on stalls. And it's just about like bonding with strangers and how people like have these, mostly women, I guess, or I would know from that perspective, but like have these intimate bonding moments in bathrooms.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about the women having that, because I don't think I've ever had one. So you don't have to worry about us.
Well, hey, come to the show and there's your chance.
Exactly. men are always, you know, really weird about women's bathrooms. Is it a onesie or is there multiple stalls in this bathroom?
It's a onesie.
Perfect. So you don't have to hire a bunch of actors to constantly pretend to walk in on you or stand outside banging on the door.
No, it's a onesie. The audience is basically like my friends who have come into the bathroom with me.
Oh, perfect. I love it. It sounds super fun, and I hope I get a chance to see it. It's basically like three nights a week for basically September.
It's Soho, Wednesday through Saturday, four nights a week.
Soho Playhouse.
Yeah, where Fleabag was, and I'll just be up on stage telling dick jokes and showing pictures of graffiti.
Well, you know, I didn't see Fleabag, but I don't think it was particularly. I thought it was raunchy.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Also joining us and returning to this show after his recent win at Dynasty Typewriter, it's Guy Branum.
Hello, good to be here.
Thank you for being here. And that's so funny that I just said you won at Dynasty Typewriter. That's where we were supposed to do the show. But the Western Storm of the Century...
We got to experience the Quake at Kane together.
And we did have the Quake and the Storm at the same time. If there wasn't a strike going on right now, that whole situation would be a go project.
Yeah.
It was so weird. But we'll be back at Dynasty Typewriter soon, and hopefully Guy will be there. But, if you decide to throw the game today because you don't want to keep coming back, I would understand.
I mean, look, it's a lot of intimidation. Ashley Ray is a great player. Corinne, I don't know, wild card. So I'm just trying to keep things focused. You know, Moneyball, sabermetrics, just get like players on bases.
Yeah, I mean, you just met Caitlin just now, right? For the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't know. She's definitely a wild card. I'm excited about that.
Have we met Caitlin?
What's that? Guy, I think you've been to my parents' house.
Oh, what? Oh, wow. Wow.
Many moons ago, I had a party after a show with Kyle Kinane and Sean Patton, and I think you swung by.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. See, these are the kind of mind games that guy is going to play today.
Yup.
See.
Wow, that was really, you really came at him with the parents' house part.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a thing I remember, and then I'll just remember no movies. That's my plan for this.
Okay. Yeah, just be prepared to come, if guy's winning, just be prepared to play a mental game.
Yes.
And just try to bring down his game instead of elevating your own. But before we play some games, I'd like to do a segment I call Recommendation Nation, which is where I ask all three of my guests just to recommend a movie. I mean, in this current climate, I'd prefer something that's, you know, not current or not upcoming, obviously, but, you know, not a big studio thing, you know, unless it's an old studio movie, because I guess we can't really, you know, do anything about that. But we're not supposed to be promoting stuff right now, is my point. So with those parameters, Ashley, have you got a movie that you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, I want to recommend Ghost World.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's an old one. I recently was thinking about movies that made me pretentious as a child, and that one was on the list. So I think I want to recommend that one to people. Yeah,
I love it. That's a great one. Thora Birch and Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, Steve Buscemi. It's really good.
Really? And... yeah, it's like it has that kind of mesmerizingly slow pacing, and the characters are all very dry and soft spoken.
Yeah. And you watch it and you get to feel like, I get it. Like, I got it. I get it. And then you're like, I collect records now. I collect records. And I want to inspire that energy in people.
It's a movie that when people don't like it, they get mad at it.
Yeah.
They're like mad that they're not understanding that world or feeling comfortable with it.
That they don't get it. But if you get it, then you get, you know, it's like the girls who don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. I don't know about them. but yeah, terrific choice. Coming at you strong, Caitlin. What would you like to recommend?
I just saw this movie on a plane recently. It's called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. I think it was based off of a play. But it's just like basically there are two actors. Emma Thompson is one of them. And it's about an older woman who I believe her husband has passed away, and she hires a younger male sex worker because she's like never had an orgasm before. And it's just like, it's this really interesting, I sort of love movies that are like set in one place, almost like a bottle episode. And it's just this like discussion about sex work and pleasure and age. And I don't know. It's really interesting. It was a great plane movie. I think it would be good off of a plane as well. So I recommend it.
Well, how do you feel though? We'll talk about that movie in a second. But first I just want to ask, how do you feel about one environment situation, you know, like one setting movies that were kind of like devised that way because they were made during the pandemic? Were you okay with that, or do you prefer ones that are more organic?
I guess I like when there are like constrictions to what you have to do anyway. Like I think the pandemic gave us that. And like we sort of had to, but I think it calls for like the dialogue has to be really well written, and like the acting has to be really good, and the stakes have to be really high. And so like, even though the pandemic gave us those constrictions, if you couldn't sort of follow through on that, then it was sort of a moot point, I guess.
It was, yeah, those are all very difficult things to pull off all in one movie that was, you know, devised because, you know, the mm-hmm. limitations were suddenly there.
Totally.
Just to go ahead and keep making stuff, which is great. And there was some really good stuff that came out of it, but there sort of became a genre of like, you know, movies that were clearly made the way they were because of the situation.
Totally.
Which probably is kind of why I feel like the timing is such that Leo Grand did come out of that sort of environment, but was based on a play. And it's Emma Thompson, for crying out mm-hmm. loud. I mean, there was like Oscar talk and everything for her in that because, you know, just her being in a whole, you know, in an entire movie, you know, pretty much in every scene, the two-hander, if you will. I don't know. I can't speak for the guy who plays the other part, who unfortunately none of us know his name, though, right?
Daryl McCormick.
Really?
And I only know because I just Wikipedia'd it.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. But, well,
that sounds like the guy from The Walking Dead.
Now everyone's going to think you're cheating if you get anything right during the games.
Only for this description, then I'll put my phone away.
I mean, that's the great thing about phones. It's just anytime a movie comes up or you're trying to think of a movie, as long as you have some piece of information, just being able to get it out on your phone is great. And we have, you know, lots of times my guests have their like computer open. So that's why they end up doing the research, doing the fact checking.
I had forgotten the name of this movie before this podcast. And so I literally Googled Emma Thompson.
Oh, you looked it up. Yeah.
So I'm glad that came up.
That's the other thing that doesn't help the movie is the title. It's not the greatest title.
No.
but it leaves you asking less questions than a title should, you know. It's probably more like you just like, why this, why at all? Like I said, Emma Thompson, reason to see it. It's on my list. I definitely want to see that.
That's great.
Okay, Guy.
I have been, like last week on a Sarah Polley kick. I was at home with my mom and my niece, and I made them watch Women Talking, and it was my second time watching it and just realizing another pandemic movie, but like just watching it and realizing how beautiful she managed to make a movie that takes place in a barn was really just astounding. Like there's so like it's just such a visual experience for something that is so static. I really loved it, and it was really interesting. You know, my mom's in her 70s, my niece is in her 20s, and like coming out of that movie and them, you know, coming with such hard takes and hard opinions, and it was a great watch. That said, as a child who grew up on a farm, do children play in the crops that much? No. You don't play in the crops that much because you'll end up hurting the tomatoes.
Yeah, that's true.
Kids ruined our crop this year.
Yeah.
We're not going to, we're going to have to really pinch our pennies because the kids were playing too much. Well, that movie, I was astounded by it because, you know, putting it on felt like, okay, here we go. This, you know, it's nominated for Oscars, so I'm gonna watch it.
It's called Women Talking. It's a cliche. It's a cliche of that women's movie.
Yeah. It just really did not invite me in, really. And I don't blame it. It didn't need to, but once I was watching it, it's so much more, manages to be so much more interesting than like I've seen a lot of plays that are similar, but that once you have people in these old timey costumes, they also have to be like, you can't, you know, there's doesn't seem to be a person there a lot of the times. Well, and these ladies acted like it was such good acting.
Claire Foy and Jesse Buckley out of 10 in a way that we don't often get them. Fucking great. And also we learned that Jesse Buckley and Claire Foy can pull off American accents. So many possibilities.
I would love to see a cut of that movie where, you know, like just a scene, even just one scene where they all just use their regular voices, because there's a lot of accent hiding in that movie, and they're all great at it. It's pretty amazing. Well, that's an excellent choice. These are three. I mean, I haven't seen one of them, but I'm guessing we have three excellent choices here. Thank you for these recommendations. And we're going to play some games right after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and the first game we're going to play today, so computers off and cell phones down. The first game we're going to play, unless you're on one of them to do this, is, or if you're just listening to the show, I guess you could cheat and look stuff up while you're listening to the show. The game we're going to play first is called The Little Search Engine That Could. Here's how this game works. I type a word into the search engine on the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. And your job is to try to think of movies with that word in the title that might have popped up on that list. And I counted the top 9 titles. And this is according to the, IMDb has its like popularity algorithm running at all times. And so this is up to date. This is like as of yesterday or today. And I typed in the word. We did hot recently because it was, and it still is. But today I'd like to do the movie Summer. So you don't guess anything yet. It's we take turns. It's going to go Ashley, then Caitlin, then Guy. And you'll take turns naming movies with the word summer in the title. I'll tell you where it ranked on the list if it did. And then you get a corresponding number of points. If you get the top movie on the list, you get 9 points all the way down to the 9th movie's worth 1 point. After 3 rounds, everybody gets 3 guesses. After 3 rounds of that, we total it up and determine a winner. I hope that made sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley, what's your first guess of a movie that has the word summer in the title?
Wet Hot American Summer.
I mean, sprung right to mind when we played the word hot recently, and it didn't rank on the list of movies with hot in the title, which was shocking to everyone involved. But with the word summer in there, it's a different ballgame. And it comes in at number 7.
Ooh, I was so hoping
you are on
higher.
The board.
Okay.
We were all hoping it would be higher. It deserves to be higher. It's a very funny movie, but so you get 3 points for that.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
that was kind of my ace in the pocket, but you know what? That's okay.
If our friend Sam Levine was here, he'd be enraged because, of course, he's the voice over, he's the voice of the camp in that movie. And so he's very loyal to it. Caitlin, have you
500 days of summer.
I mean, first of all, one of the few movies where there's a parenthetical at the beginning of the title.
Mm. Oh, is there?
Which is always fun. Yeah, it's 500 in parentheses days of summer.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I think is the official title, and it's number 2 on the list.
Oh damn.
Okay. 8 nice. Points for Caitlin.
Hell yeah.
Coming out of the gate strong, but anybody could catch up with the right guesses, especially coming up with number 1. Guy Branum.
Summer of Sam.
Apologies for laughing at that. Anybody listening who may have been a victim of that murderer or relatives of such. But yes, number 8 on the list. So that's worth 2 points. So everybody in our first round managed to put some points on the board. anybody comes up with number one, that's going to put them in the catbird seat, as they say, which I've never fully understood what the catbird seat is. I mean, it seems like a good seat, but what do you think, Ashley? Have you thought of another?
Yeah. Yeah.
Summer movie.
Summer with Monica.
Now, I don't want to give away whether it's on the list or not, but what's that?
It's a Swedish movie by Ingmar Bergman.
Oh.
That is called, that has summer in the title and could potentially be on the list. Okay.
Oh my God. There's very rarely on the show do I have the, you know, a situation where someone is, their guess is too esoteric. Like, you're too smart for what's happening here.
There's like four movies with summer in the title. Come on.
Well, I've got at least nine, as we've established. But no, I'm sorry. Let me give you the sound effects.
Can I do another?
That one's not in the top nine. Or, I mean, I looked at a while down the list, a ways down the list, and I don't know if I saw it because I'm not familiar with that.
Well, did you use imdb.sweden? See that?
I should be.
Yeah, I demand recounts.
I should be more familiar with good old Iggy's work. All right, Caitlin.
The Long Hot Summer, the old Paul Newman classic.
Now, I have never had this happen this early in this game. That's the number one answer.
What?
And with additional
what?
9 nice. Points, it's impossible for what? Anybody
Jesus.
To surmount your total. So you are a winner of this game.
That's wild. Caitlin, I really thought I would. Thank you. Wow. I really thought I was going to fail this. I know no old movies except for old Paul Newman movies.
I'm starting to think maybe both of those titles just happen to be written on the bathroom wall where you are. But,
yep.
17 whopping points. Yeah, we can't, nobody can hope to catch up, but let's keep playing just to see if anybody could think of these other four or five movies that have summer in the title. Guy, do you have another one?
1960s surf documentary, Endless Summer.
That should be there, right? It's not, but it should be.
Yeah.
Ashley?
Oh, the Timothy Chalamet one, Hot Summer Nights.
Yes, I can't believe you went with Ingmar Bergman.
Well, sorry, I didn't want to be so esoteric. I was trying to go mainstream.
I know, but I'm saying on your last guess, you could have. I mean, it wouldn't have changed anything, I don't think, but but that came in at number 9, and so that's worth 1 point.
Okay.
Yeah. you know, Chalamet, he's still not, I don't think he's proven himself quite yet. I think he's a good actor, but.
You know, I think he's fun. He's cute. When he's in something, I'm like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I can't imagine it ever getting better than Lady Bird. That movie was so good.
Oh, that's true. He was great in that one.
That'll always be my number one, Chalamet, and he's not in it that much. Okay, Caitlin, do you have another one? You big winner, you.
Shit.
Yeah. Chance to show off.
see,
I feel like there was like an old Freddie Prinze Jr. summer. Oh man. It was like
you're,
summer date
so
or like
warm.
Summer.
You're so warm.
Summer
right
catch.
Now.
Summer
yes.
catch.
Summer catch.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Is that on the list though? It's such an old 90s movie or early aughts, I think.
Yeah. No, he's like a baseball pitcher, but they didn't call it summer pitch. And he I guess the catch is he gets a girlfriend. Or you know, I don't know what their relationship ends up being at the end, but
yeah.
Jessica Biel.
Who is that? Jessica Biel.
It's Jessica
Biel.
Yeah.
Jessica Parker. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, Summer Catch is not on the list. It was close though. I think it was like 10th or 11th or something like that. Cool. For all the Freddie Prinze completionists out there, I mean Freddie Prinze Jr. Wait, I swear the first Freddie Prinze was a junior.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it's just Freddie Prinze.
I think it's just Freddie.
Because then this one, he'd be like standing around the Scooby-Doo set going, it's the third. Okay, Guy, what's your final pick?
Katharine Hepburn vehicle Summertime.
Oh, any Katharine Hepburn vehicle is all right by me, but not on, the, on list. The list. Oh. No. So
I guess David Lean wasn't a good director.
No. There's some weird ones on here. So let me go. Let me read from the bottom up the ones we missed. Coming in at number six was a movie called Summer of 85. Oh. Yeah. And then this is a twist. At number five, Summer of 84.
Wow.
Yeah. These next two I thought were real gettable ones, but you just never know with these things. Number four is Summer School.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, with Mark Harmon and a young man playing a character named Chainsaw. And then...
is that Kirstie Alley in that one?
It's an amazing Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. Oh, I'm kind of upset with myself. I didn't get that one.
Top of her game, Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. God, and I went Maximum, with the Ingmar Bergman. Come on.
Yeah, you got to go with Summer School and Maximum Alley. Number three, Summer Rental.
Oh.
The great John Candy.
Oh.
Oh, indeed. So there you go. But Long Hot Summer, number one. That was an amazing poll, Caitlin.
Very impressive.
Because, you know, other than Guy, people don't come in here. Guy and Ashley, actually, I was about to say, we actually have the three contestants that really all probably were familiar with Long Hot Summer. So congratulations to everybody for being so amazing. And Caitlin gets to go first in our next game that we will play right after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and things are going great today. How is everybody doing all right so far?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was until Caitlin cleaned our clocks.
Yeah, you know, feeling embarrassed, feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm pretty sure I'll fall flat on my face for this round.
Whatever you say, Caitlin Cook, the clock cleaner.
That's my name, don't worry. No.
That's your whole name. We didn't say the full name at the beginning. Didn't want to intimidate everybody, but... So the order flips around. So it's going to go Caitlin, then Ashley, then Guy for this game. And it's a game that I call Weird Algorithm. Let me explain. I'll name a motion picture and three actors who were, basically the top three billed actors in the film. And what I've done with each of these titles, kind of like that last game, is I entered them into IMDb, and you can take the cast list of any project and reorder the names by popularity according to IMDb's star meter. Ooh. Very, very nasty thing to do, but yeah. Kind of fun if you want to, you know, if you want to see who's really popular in a movie. So what I've done is put titles of movies in. And so I will give you, starting with Caitlin, I'll give you the name of the movie and the top three billed people. Then you have to guess who would really be in the top three. Is it any of those three that I suggested? Or could it be somebody else that you have to think of on your own?
Mm.
But everybody gets to hear the guesses of each other. So in fairness, we'll take turns going first. We'll be a different person going first each time, but then also
You can share answers. You can have the same answer as somebody else. You just will end up getting the same amount of points if it ends up being correct. The top name from the movie gets 3 points, second name gets 2, and third gets 1. Fourth, nothing. And every number beyond, you don't get anything. Caitlin? Great.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I hope people listen to the show and fast forward through that part. If they already know the rules. Like, can you imagine like them coming out at the beginning of Jeopardy and explaining how it works every episode?
Yeah, I would definitely like, skip
yeah,
that.
We've heard that. We know how it works. Let's go. Okay. The first film, it was on a you could see it in a place that I'm loath to mention at this point in time because we're striking against them. But the motion picture, I can't blame the actors or the person, the director made this movie or the writers. It's called Don't Look Up. And it stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, amongst others. Caitlin, who from that motion picture do you think would be the most popular today?
I'm going to say Leo.
You're going Leo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Solid choice. He gets top billing in the movie and I guess is essentially the main character. Ashley, what do you think?
This is a movie I've seen and I gotta go Leo because he's the main character. He's the main guy. So yeah, I'm going to same answer.
Okay. You know, you can always have a different answer to somebody else later on. It's all very strategic.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But he's the main guy. So
we won't lock you in quite yet because we got to hear from Guy because he's probably got some theories.
I do have some theories. I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence because I think she's probably working off of residual searches from that rom-com she was in. And people have not quite gotten excited about Flower Moon yet. I mean, Leo is like one of the biggest stars of our time. And I can't remember who all of our fun cameos are in that movie. But I'm going to say,
oh, there are a lot of cameos in that.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. Now, after that, it's inspired an impassioned speech on behalf of J-Law, who, by the way, I think would be great in a comedy. I have nothing against it. I'm sure I'll enjoy it. But that title, I can never remember what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
like,
don't touch. Generic. Yeah. Yeah. It's just so like, hey, watch out for that. You know, I mean,
no
it's not too far off from Don't Look Up, actually. okay. So what do you think, Caitlin? You want to lock in Leo or are you having other thoughts and opinions?
I still think it's Leo.
Okay. Same for you, Ashley.
You know, Guy had a lot of good points there, but I still am going to lock in Leo. Although I forgot Timothée Chalamet is in that, but I'm still locking in on Leo. He's the main guy. So I'm going to stick with that.
Okay. That's fair. Let's go to the results. We got 2 Leos and 1 Jennifer. And just out of curiosity, I often write down more than just the top 3. And in this case, the person who came in fourth was the aforementioned Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, my guy. My guy.
Yeah. He's, you know, he's sort of hot right now. And then even though any movies he has coming out anytime soon, he's not going to be able to go anywhere to promote. So it's really rough on everybody all around.
Yeah. And they're pushing Dune too. So it's just,
right. Well, that's the thing is he's, you know, he's just sitting waiting to like, he can't wait to do interviews about what it's like to pretend to be standing around in sand with a weird thing in your nose that from some angles looks like a Hitler mustache. I'm just saying. Okay. Number 3 is good old Meryl Streep. Ooh. Who's, you know, always showing up in things everywhere and is always so great. And then number 2, worth 2 points for Ashley and Caitlin, is Leonardo DiCaprio. And Guy, this is going to flip your switch because...
It's Timmy.
No, a cameo people forget about. Carrot Top was in the film. And I am kidding. It's Jennifer Lawrence, number one. Jennifer Lawrence, worth a whopping 3 points. So Guy is 1 point, has a 1 point lead after the first round. But anything can happen as we move forward to round two. It's starting with, this time we'll start with Ashley and then go to Guy and then to Caitlin. The very first Guardians of the Galaxy from 2014, part one, starring Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista. This is a interesting one. What do you think, Ashley?
The first person again, it was
Pratt.
Pratt?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Guardian. Okay. I feel like I did not see this one, so I feel like there's probably some people that I'm not thinking of, but I'm gonna go Pratt, Chris Pratt, number one.
Did you see two or three? Or just miss the entire trilogy?
I don't think I've done any of the Guardians of the Galaxy. They pop up in other things, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, you gotta see them if you're gonna watch like Endgame and Infinity War, and then probably a couple other things different. Sometimes one or two of them, the Guardians will pop up.
Yeah, they pop up. There's like, well, that Groot, he's just a tree guy, so that would count. So,
right, but his voice is a famous person.
Oh, would that put him in the that? Like a bit, like a famous enough voice that you're talking top, or?
Well, I don't know. How do you feel about do you think Vin Diesel's at these days?
You know what? Okay. I didn't know who did the voice. Vin Diesel. Okay,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There was like a new movie with the car people, but you know, I'm gonna stick with Chris Pratt because I feel like people always say he leads the whole thing. That didn't work for me last round, but I'm gonna hope it works this round.
Okay, well, we'll see if you change your mind as we find out what what everybody else is thinking. Guy, what do you think?
I think the answer is Bradley Cooper. There's Glenn Close and Bradley Cooper, I think, are the two people who have the most potential. But there is, you know, with the iconic old ladies, there is a big drop off after Meryl Streep. And so I think it's probably not Glenn, but Bradley Cooper, he works. So I'm going to say Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the voice of the rocket, the raccoon. And that's what his character's called, despite the fact that his character is constantly telling people what he is or isn't. But voiced by Bradley Coops. And here's the weird thing. I heard that Bradley Cooper also put on a fake nose for that movie.
Yeah.
He's just in the recording booth and he's like, yeah, but I like to have the, you know, I have a little raccoon nose, little whiskers. Okay. What do you think, Caitlin?
Oh, I'm so torn between the two. So I think they were both like shifts in their career to being like much bigger stars at this point. And I feel like Bradley was bigger. I'm still going to go with Chris Pratt, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So we got Caitlin's going with Chris Pratt, and Ashley, you're still sticking with Chris Pratt.
You know, actually, now that I know Bradley Cooper had a voice role in it, you know, he's getting a lot of news for this fake nose. He's really getting a lot of clicks. So I'm going to change it to Bradley Cooper. People don't like Chris Pratt as much. So he's kind of fallen off a bit. So I'm going to go Bradley Cooper.
Okay. We got a switched.
Yeah.
Switch decision here. Guy, what are you're sticking with Bradley?
100.
Yep. And Caitlin, you still liking Mr. Pratt?
All right. Fuck it. Let's go Bradley. You guys have convinced me.
Well, win or lose, that changes nothing. But that's part of the fun of this game, I think. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's number six is where Vin Diesel fell. I thought that was interesting. Chris Pratt's number five, so you're right about that, Ashley.
Oh, nice.
Number four is a gentleman who I keep waiting to. I mean, I know he's been in a lot of popular things, and he's a good actor, and he's popular. But I keep waiting for him to really blow up. He was my favorite thing in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. His name is Lee Pace.
Oh,
I love Lee Pace.
Yeah, he is great. And then number three was Zoe Saldana. Similar billing to what she actually got. And then number two, as Rocket, Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooperman. And number one, this one's a surprise, but she's also a terrific actress who holds down a really interesting, her character has an interesting arc in the three movies. And that's Karen Gillan, who plays Nebula.
Oh.
Who you have seen Nebula if you saw Endgame and Infinity War. She's a really mean-seeming person with the purple and blue face.
I never would have known that person.
Yeah.
She's also married to Nick from Britannic, if you guys know that sketch group.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right, so that didn't change anything in terms of the overall points. Guy is still one ahead. And we go into our third and final round with Guy going first on this one. And it goes like this. It's a motion picture called Nocturnal Animals, starring Amy Adams, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Michael Shannon. Two of which are at least, I think two of them are nominated for Oscars for that. I think I know Michael Shannon was, and I think Amy was too. And she steps out of her house, she gets nominated, you know.
Just today, I watched a video on YouTube about her elusive Oscar. And I wish that that had prepared me for this more or had given me more information about Nocturnal Animals. I feel like, I mean, this has got to probably have like famous people cameos in it. Also, this was like the second thing that Tom Ford directed, right? Or am I
wrong? Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
So it's going to have hot guys in it. But I'm going to just say Amy Adams because I can't think of anything better.
Okay, well, we'll see what everybody else has to say and maybe that'll spark something. Caitlin?
Ooh, Amy Adams or Jake Gyllenhaal. Didn't Laura Linney make some kind of cameo in this as well?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember her being in it, but she could have been.
Mm.
She definitely could have been, but I don't remember her being in it. It's a weird movie because
it's a weird movie.
You know, Amy Adams, her character, it's like almost like it's weird. She's like obsessed with movies that are two stories at once because she was in Julie and Julia, of course, Guy Branum's, favorite. And we learned that at the Benson movie interruption recently, where that movie was an option to be watched and Guy was really cheering for it, but it didn't happen. You know, just like how that goes back and forth between Amy and Meryl's stories, you know, and they never intersect really. Nocturnal Animals is Amy Adams is a author. So it's her story about what's going on in her life, but it intercuts with a book she wrote, like the story in a book. Right. So you're watching a story within a movie where the story within the movie, the whole time you're going, well, none of this matters. This doesn't affect the people that are actual people. These people are all fictional, but the fictional people were all more interesting. So it's a weird movie.
Yeah.
And apparently nobody's seen it. I can't believe I picked three people who haven't seen it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen this. No idea.
All right. So Caitlin, who'd you go with?
I'm going to go with Amy, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that leaves Ashley still hasn't weighed in.
I'm gonna go with Amy. I feel like Amy Adams is always in something. She's always popping. She's in a hotel commercial. She's doing things. And I feel like Jake, he's pretty quiet. Like,
where
I don't hear much.
Been?
Where's he been? You know, the last I heard, he was complaining about some movie he didn't get to make. So I'm gonna go with Amy.
Yeah, poor Jake got snaked on whose story was it?
Yeah, the one that that Bradley Cooper's doing.
Leonard Bernstein.
Oh.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal wanted to do it and didn't get to. So
yeah, and now he's like sitting around going, and I would have just gone with my regular nose.
Jake Gyllenhaal, like legally Jewish, he wouldn't have needed any prosthetics at all.
Yeah.
I'm on his side here.
Worked with what the Lord gave him.
But the weird thing about Bradley Cooper, though, is his nose is fine. Like, actors' noses don't have to look exactly like the character there. You know, even in a biopic, it could just be similar enough. He's still not going to look like the guy because we're still looking at Bradley Cooper.
It's almost like a structural social issue was impacting what was happening.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Nocturnal Animals. Everyone wants to say Amy Adams. So I want to give everybody a chance to change it up if they want to Jake Gyllenhaal or Michael Shannon. And this is an unfortunate one because if you haven't seen the movie, makes it hard to pull any other names. So let's go back to guy who will win this thing with 1 point if everybody stays with Amy Adams. So I guess you're fine with staying with Amy then, guy.
Yes.
And Caitlin, what do you think? You want to take a bold move of some kind, or do you want to stick with Amy?
I think I'm going to stick with Amy.
Okay, and Ashley?
I'm going to stick with Amy, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that you couldn't be talked out of it, but Amy didn't even crack the top three.
Oh, what? Dang.
Wow.
Yeah. Our boy Jake Gyllenhaal got the third spot. He got 1 point. And then, like, that's how the movie's, like, kind of it felt like a dream to me. Like, I don't even remember what he played in it. But great actor. He's even been on Douglas movies. Michael Sheen is number two.
Oh, I guess he just had a show come out or something.
Yeah. Another season of that show that he's...
Good Omens, yeah.
Yeah. So, less said about that, the better. And then... But he's great. And then this is a really interesting one. Number one is Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, if I know he was in this. Oh, my goodness.
He's so good in it. He's in the fictional part. And so is Michael Shannon. And here's the crazy thing is Michael Shannon got nominated for an Oscar and Aaron Taylor Johnson got nominated for a Golden Globe. But both didn't get nominated for the either, which was kind of strange. But he's Aaron Taylor Johnson's such a good actor, and I think he's number one right now because they're tossing around that he might be the next James Bond.
And I know the TikTok kids, they're obsessed with him. There's always all the press about, you know, how he needs to divorce his wife and marry someone.
Oh, right.
Else. No, yeah. He's got a Macron-style wife, right? She's like 23 years older than him.
Yeah. And has like known him since he was like a kid. And the
it was like his TikTok, acting teacher, basically. Yeah,
the TikTokers don't like that. They're against that one.
I'm sure they don't.
I mean, it's just a much older person who is in a position of authority over him, Ashley.
I am with them. I'm on their side here. I'm one of the TikTokers. I'm out there.
Well, there you go. It was a real nail biter, but Guy, you pulled it off again. You won today by 1 point. And congratulations, you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to plug?
I would like to plug all of my socials at Guy Branum. And on September 13th, I'm going to be doing Jenny Yang Show, wherever Jenny Yang Show is, I forget, but it's on September 13th. I'd go to Jenny Yang's socials and find out where her show is.
I mean, I've got a guess, but I don't know. Yeah, that's my guess. Is it Dynasty Typewriter?
I mean, probably.
Find it wherever it is. It could be Lyric Hyperion. It could be, what are some of the other venues that these things are going on in? It could be Permanent Elysium. Roadhouse Records. Yeah. But anyway, that's my guess is Dynasty Typewriter. Yeah, the Forum. She might be at the Great Western Forum. Is that what you said?
Oh, it's a Dynasty typewriter. You were right, Doug. Congratulations.
Well, of course, Dynasty Typewriter is going to be back. I'm going to be back at Dynasty Typewriter on September 10th with another Benson movie interruption. Am I interrupting your plugs, Guy? Did you get them all in?
I got all of my plugs in.
All right. Are you busy this Thursday night?
I'm not busy this Thursday night.
God. Do you want to drive all the way down to Brea?
Sure.
All right. Well, I'll take a maybe right now, and I'll check with you after the show. But yeah, we're doing Doug Loves Movies Thursday night at the Brea Improv, and I held a seat for whoever would win today in case they wanted to come participate. So we'll talk to you more about that later. Ashley Ray, thank you for coming back to the show and bringing your smart movie brain with you.
Yeah, I'm glad I could come back. You know, I lost again, but I feel brave about the answers that I shared. So
I think your answers were terrific. Hopefully, you know, people will check out some of the movies that you mentioned, especially Ghost World.
Yeah.
And
Summers with Monica, the 100th movie ever made with summer in the title.
there's quite a few. What's going on with your summer as far as what can people see you do, or where can they see it? Where do they?
Just follow me on all my social channels at the Ashley Ray. I'm posting all my shows there. I will be at the Elysian in LA on September 18th, hosting a show for Field, the dating app. I also have an album coming out this fall, my debut album, Ice Cream Money. You can check it out wherever you stream music and listen to comedy this fall. So.
Right on. Well, thank you very much. Caitlin.
Yes.
Caitlin Cook, September, Soho Playhouse.
Yes, please come to my off-Broadway debut of my one-woman bathroom graffiti musical. It's the first 3 weeks of September, Wednesday through Saturday, and then I'm going to be touring it around the Midwest and West Coast in the fall before I film it.
Oh, great. Can you come back when you're going to do that and promote it again?
Absolutely. That'd be so fun.
Oh, great.
And then if you're not in a city that I'm coming to or not in New York to see the off-Broadway run, you can follow me. I post clips of the songs and stuff.
Oh, cool.
At the Caitlin Cook on all social media platforms.
Are they going to put a bunch of fun graffiti all over the restroom walls at the Soho Playhouse?
We're going to try to do that. Plus, I have like a board that's like sort of like a step and repeat that people can write things on and then
yeah,
take photos
great.
In front of. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, come for the show, stay for the crapper. You know, you yep. could say that to all the social media influencers that need to get pictures and situations like that.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Caitlin. You're a great first time guest. And like I said, we're excited to have you back when you're about to go on tour with your show and break a leg, as they say. And all of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. And thanks once again to Guy Branum, Ashley Ray, and Caitlin Cook. And I close every line with the last line from a movie. And this one is Orson Welles. I won't try to do an impression, but this is the last line of The Long Hot Summer. As always, oh, I like life, Minnie. I like it so much, I might just live forever.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.